This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Recently, my wife Megan and I took a trip to tour the nation's capital, the monuments, and the vegetation. I grew up during the Vietnam era and had friends who served. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, with names of the deceased organized by the day they died, was one of my must-see sites, and indeed it was impressive. The Korean War Veterans Memorial was truly the most haunting. The World War II monument was impressive in size, seemed larger than the other two put together. It was sobering to observe a number of veterans using prosthesis, walkers, or wheelchairs as they toured the sites. Freedom isn't free, that's for certain. The White House grounds have always held my interest. As I suspected, the Rose Garden is properly situated on the southwest side of the building. The kitchen garden that the First Lady made sure was planted just far enough away from the tall black metal fence so nobody could help themselves to free samples. Along with his other obvious duties, the heavily armed man on the roof also ensured the garden would be used only by the occupants. It looked great, as any professionally attended vegetable garden would at this time of year. I found it curious that it was located a fair distance away from the White House itself. Usually when people ask me where to site a vegetable garden, I look for the best available light with easy access to water and not too far away from the home. Out of sight, out of mind, and full of weeds is pretty much the way it goes. Now, if you contact your congressperson a month ahead and obtain proper Secret Service clearance, then you too can get a White House tour. Interestingly enough, there are no tour guides, only Secret Service personnel. Lots of them, and they are really fussy about details. I had read ahead of time and carefully noted on clearly posted signs that a pocket knife under 3 inches would be allowed. For more than 25 years, I have felt comfortable traveling with my pocket knife, using it mainly to open tightly sealed food packaging or fruit, so I kept it in my pocket. Purses and backpacks are contraband on the White House tour, so we left those with friends. After a 35-minute line through multiple ID and security checks, wouldn't you know, one of the Secret Service agents seized my pocket knife. I pointed to the sign. He flexed his credentials, read gun, and we came to an agreement. I told the agent I wanted the president to have this wonderful Camillus knife, something he could enjoy and use for another 25 years, no matter where he lived. I pointed out this would be perfect for cutting slices of lettuce and chard from the garden. I'd used it for 2.5 decades. He wasn't impressed. He just took it and motioned me on. I would be looking for a new knife to carry on my next trip. I'm betting that agent has a collection of interesting pocket knives at home. I'm just hoping he plants his garden close enough to the kitchen door so he can easily enjoy freshly cut vegetables. I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.